Mike, welcome back to the Willing Space Podcast. We are at the part two of our trivia podcast with Michael Weindreb, the author of the book Season of Saturdays.
No.
Yeah, not A Season of Saturdays.
Take the A out.
Yes, Season of Saturdays, A History of College Football in 14 Games. Michael, thanks for coming on with me.
Thank you.
All right, so you're at 50 points after the first two rounds. The third round is nicknames. I will give you the name of a city and its team in a particular sport. You will, for 10 points, you can give me the nickname straight. And if you don't know, you can ask for the name of the ballpark and the name of the mascot. And for 5 points, you can then give me the team's nickname. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Number one, the Salt Lake City AAA baseball team.
I need the stadium and the mascot on this one.
They play at Smith's Ballpark, and their mascot is Bumble.
Bumble?
Yes.
B-U-M-B-L-E?
B-U-M-B-L-E, that's correct.
Okay. Salt Lake City, Salt Lake City Mormons. I have no idea.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is bees. Bees.
The bees?
Bees.
Oh, Bumble the bees. I was like, yeah.
Not all of them will be that exact of a help mascot, but I try to help out. I put some time together putting together these questions.
I can tell that was a nice hint, and I completely overlooked it.
That's okay. All right, number two, the Montreal MLS team.
I think I'm going to need name and mascot on this one, too.
They play at both Olympic Stadium and Saputo Stadium, and their mascot is Tactic.
Tactic?
Tac, T-A-C hyphen T-I-K, which is, I don't know where that nickname came from. I hope it's not a terrible pun on a team having tactics, because that would be depressing.
Yeah, it probably is, though, right?
Yeah.
Which makes it even worse.
Yes.
And I assume Tactic probably has nothing to do with the nickname. So I'm going to guess something French. I'll just say the Alouettes.
No, not the Baguettes, though that would be awesome. They are the Montreal Impact. Impact. All right, number three, the Tulsa WNBA team.
I want to call them the Tulsa World, but that's actually the name.
That's the newspaper.
If you quiz me on newspaper names, I'd probably get the Tulsa. Oh, give me the name. Give me the nickname and stuff.
They play at the Box Center, BOK Center, and their team's mascot is Volt, V-O-L-T.
Oh, so are they like the Tulsa Shock?
That is correct for 5 points.
Wow.
Well done.
Okay.
The Tulsa
okay.
Shock. So that was the time it was helpful. All right. Number four, the Radford University men's and women's college basketball teams. Radford, R-A-D-F-O-R-D.
Radford. Give me mascots.
They play at the Dedman Center, and their mascot is the Highlander.
Highlander. Are they like the Vikings or something?
Sadly, they are the Highlanders. They are the Highlanders.
Oh,
they're the Radford Highlanders. So that's a tough one. That's almost a backdoor trick question.
Yeah.
So that's a tough one.
Yeah, you threw me on that one.
Yeah, sorry. All right. So and the last one.
Sorry. Can we pause for 1 second?
Pause. Dolphin. Pause.
Dolphin. Okay, hang on 1 second.
Yep.
Okay. I gotta make sure this guy is not downstairs.
Of course. Producers, we're gonna cut here, and then.
Okay.
Because he's letting the door.
Okay, sorry about that.
Go.
Yeah, I don't know where this guy is. Okay, just keep going. Let's just finish it up.
Okay. All right. And the last one.
Okay.
Of nicknames, number five, the Ottawa CFL teams.
Oh, the Ottawa. I believe they're Rough Riders.
Is incorrect. They are the Renegades, the Ottawa Renegades.
Oh, they changed because there was another team named. There used to be two teams named Rough Riders.
I think that's right.
I consider myself a CFL aficionado. I really should have gotten that one.
All right, so that was a rough round for you, but that's okay because we have
it was.
So our last one is Outburst, which is actually now it's I don't know if anyone ever you ever played this game as a kid, but this is like Family Feud played really fast. You have 1 minute. I give you a category and you say as many of them as you can. If I said Big Ten teams, you would have 1 minute to name as many as there can. Now, obviously, there are 14 Big Ten teams, so most of these things will have 10 unless otherwise said.
Okay.
And there's one.
Are we doing a Big Ten team? If I could do that.
Yes, but it's not that one, unfortunately. But have 1 minute on the clock.
All right.
1 minute on the clock for each of these. Here we go. According to Vegas Insider, the 10 teams least likely to win the Super Bowl this year. Go.
The Houston Texans.
No.
The Tennessee Titans.
Yes. Yes.
The Arizona Cardinals.
No.
Who else is bad this year? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes. Yes.
Who else am I missing? The Oakland Raiders.
Yes.
The Chicago Bears.
No.
The Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
No.
The Jets.
10 seconds. Yes. Yes. Yes.
The Jets. Redskins.
No. And time. Time. You got six. You got the Tennessee Titans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Oakland Raiders, Cleveland Browns, and New York Jets. You missed the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins, the San Diego Chargers, oddly, and the Minnesota Vikings. So you got six. I would have not thought the San Diego Chargers would be on there, to be honest. So
I would not.
Maybe a good bet.
Yeah.
Maybe a good bet. All right.
Also, how are the Texans not on there?
Now, I know they are 11th. They are actually 11th.
Yeah.
They love your guy. Okay. Love your guy O'Brien.
So. I guess they do. Yeah, they got faith in him.
All right. Here we go. The next one. The last. Okay. Now, as we keep this one in mind, vacated championships here do in fact count. That's a yes to them counting. So keep that in mind when you do this one. Okay. The last 10 schools to have won a BCS national championship. Go.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
Miami.
Yes. Alabama. Yes.
Okay. Alabama. LSU.
Yes.
Ohio State.
Yes.
USC.
Yes.
Texas.
Yes.
Auburn.
Yes.
Let's see. Who am I missing?
You have eight. You need two more.
Not a Big Ten team, Big 12 team. I said Texas.
Yes, you did.
Who else?
You've said Alabama, Auburn, LSU, Miami, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Texas, and USC. Two more. And you have 10 seconds.
I'm not going to get him.
And time. You got eight. Very solid. You were this close because no one's ever gotten 10 on an outburst before. I've actually instituted the rule last week that if anyone gets all 10, they get an extra 5 points, which will... So sorry. The one you will kick yourself over is the team that won last year, Florida State. And Florida. Florida is the other one.
Oh, yes. So okay. I neglected the state of Florida.
Yeah. If you're going to neglect somewhere, it's a reasonable place.
Exactly.
All right.
I forgot Tim Tebow, which is it's in.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Here we go. Three more to go. The 10 Major League Baseball franchises that have played the most games in all incarnations. This means even if they moved or changed their name, we're talking about one continuous franchise through line all the way through. Does that make sense?
Sort of. Explain it to me quickly again.
Like, take a team like the Minnesota Twins. Even though they've only been around since 1969, the team they were beforehand, the Washington Senators, were around before then. So we're talking actual through line, year-to-year franchise, as opposed to, Washington Nationals are only 10 years old. They're actually, according to these parameters, are in fact older than that because they start from the beginning of the Montreal Expos. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So here we go. So the 10 MLB franchises that have played the most games, according to baseballreference.com, in all incarnations, go.
The Cleveland Indians?
No.
The Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yes.
The Philadelphia Phillies?
Yes.
The Detroit Tigers?
Yes.
The Cincinnati Reds?
Yes.
Who am I missing? The Baltimore Orioles?
No.
San Francisco Giants?
Yes.
The Yankees?
No.
Red Sox?
No.
The Dodgers?
Yes.
How about the Washington Nationals?
That's no. 10 seconds.
The Oakland A's?
No. And time. You got six. Okay. Add six.
All right, I'll take
pretty
that.
Pretty good. Oh, without question. Pittsburgh. You got Pittsburgh Pirates, Philadelphia Phillies, Detroit Tigers, Cincinnati Reds, San Francisco Giants, and Los Angeles Dodgers. You missed the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Cubs, the Minnesota Twins, and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay. Should have thrown the homer in there. You should have thrown the homer answer.
Of course. That's always a good bet. Yeah. Anytime you're talking anything, just say Cardinals. It never hurts.
Yes, exactly.
Even if it's like what basketball team, just say Cardinals. You never know.
Cardinals. Yep.
All right. Here we go. Now here you have a nice advantage because even though we only allot for 10, there are in fact 12 here. So if you get all 10, you don't get you get them all. Like you don't have to name all 12. If you get all 10 of these, you get the total of 15 points, even though there's actually only 12. That's a nice little advantage for you that happens sometimes. Here we go.
Okay.
Name the 12 members of the 2012 USA Olympic basketball roster. Go.
Oh, LeBron?
Yes.
Carmelo Anthony?
Yes.
Chris Paul?
Yes.
Tim Duncan?
No.
Kobe on that team?
Yes.
Oh, Kobe.
Yes, Kobe.
Ray Allen.
No.
Chris Bosh.
No.
Dwayne Wade.
No.
Paul George was not on that team.
No.
10 seconds. Derek Rose.
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You said Kevin Love. He was on there. I'm sorry.
Okay, Kevin Love. Paul Pierce.
No. Time. I gave you an extra 5 seconds because I interrupted you with the Love thing. So you got So you got five. Which you got LeBron, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Kobe Bryant, and Kevin Love. That was my mistake. I apologize. You missed Tyson Chandler, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Andre Iguodala, Russell Westbrook, and Darren Williams. So you got five out of that.
Okay.
So the final 10, the last of our outbursts. We're back to the land. Because I write these questions for the guests, you're going to get another college football one. So we'll see how you go there. Here we go. Name the last 10 Heisman Trophy winners. Go.
Manziel?
Yes.
Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Last 10? Okay, so was Jason White from Oklahoma on that
Yes,
list?
Yes.
Reggie Bush?
No.
No? Oh, because it vacated? Is that why?
I'll check that out. I'll look that up.
Let's go, Matt Leinart.
Yes.
Troy Smith.
Yes.
RG3.
Yes.
Vince Young.
No.
Tim Tebow. 10 the running
seconds.
back from Alabama, Ingram, Mark Ingram.
Yes.
There's another one from, I feel like there's another one from Alabama that I'm
And
forgetting.
time. So I have to say,
Oh, Cam
now,
Newton, Cam Newton, Cam Newton.
that's I said time. However, I can't give you Cam Newton
Okay.
because that was after time. But
Okay.
I'm going to look up while I have you on the phone and make sure that I did not screw up the Kevin. Because
Yeah, because Reggie Bush won it in 2005, but it's been vacated, so it's
okay.
kind of
Well, if
up
it's
to the
vacant,
judge on
you know,
whether you
you're
have
right. I looked at it from the Heisman site rather than Wikipedia, so that I allowed for the lies. So
Oh, yeah, okay.
the good news is that Reggie Bush is in fact on there, and that's that mistake. The bad news is the person that he knocks off is Jason White. So that gives
Okay,
you nine, and you missed
it
it.
evens out.
Yeah, so it evens out. So you got
Okay.
nine. You got nine. So
Okay.
that leads you with 14, 28. Okay, 14, 20, 25, 34. Ends up with 34 points in Outburst, giving you a total of 89 points. You are 89 points.
Oh,
You are literally
last
four
place.
points behind. But again, remember, the only thing that matters in this is the person who writes the questions. If you do poorly, it's because the questions are bad, and if you do well, it's because the questions were perfect.
Yes.
So
Okay.
it's on
That's
me.
fair.
It's on me. So Michael,
That's fair. That's all on you. I will blame you.
I'll take the heat. So Michael, man,
Okay.
thanks for coming on. This has been really fun. It was an honor to have you on. And please, everyone, buy the book "Season of Saturdays: A History of College Football in 14 Games" and keep reading your stuff at Sports on Earth. Follow him on Twitter, Michael Weinreb, MichaelWeinreb. Michael, thanks for coming on. This was really fun. Have a great week.
Thanks, Will, and I'll talk to you during the season.
All right, be safe, man. Thanks.